If you have your Bible with you tonight, Psalm 77. That's where we're going to take our text tonight. It's where we find our theme verse for this past week in Vacation Bible School. If you see some of the kids and the workers wearing the Vacation Bible School Teen War t-shirt, you'll see this verse on there. Psalm 77. Verse number 14. And I want to bring you a message tonight entitled, very briefly, I will not keep you long. And we have a wonderful meal ready for everyone and just a lot of fun things for the kids tonight. But the most important thing that we have done this week is we have taught the Word of God. That's the most important thing that we can ever do at Maranatha Baptist Church. It is to present the Word of God. And we have tried to be very clear with the Word of God this week, with the children and with the teenagers. And we seek to do that one more time again tonight. I want to bring you a message entitled, In God We Trust. That was the song that the ensemble sang this morning. At least that was the theme of the song. That is what is printed on our money, on our currency. In God We Trust. And by the way, let me say this. We will not find the word trust in Psalm 77. But Asaph in Psalm 77 had to come to grips with what he was dealing with in his life. We don't know exactly what he's dealing with in Psalm 77, but something brought him to a point in his life where he was very troubled. Asaph was a musician. David had many times given some of his songs to Asaph for him to put to music. And we find Asaph being in a very troubled place, if you would. And we mentioned it this morning, but now is not the time for God's people to be discouraged, in despair, or in doom, because we look around our nation and we see things that disturb us tremendously, that maybe even if we allowed it to discourage us a little bit, now's not the time to do that. Now's the time to trust God. We've trusted Him before, and we should trust Him all the time, no matter the circumstance. But now is no time to get a little downhearted because we see things going so south, if you will. By the way, I don't know why we use that term. The South is great. Why do we use that term? I'm not going to do it, Miss Pam. When we see things going north, I'm just kidding. Hey, now's not the time when we see things going badly to be kind of hunkered down and think, man, everything's going bad and what am I going to do? No, now's the time to trust God. And that's exactly what Asaph did, even though we don't even find that word in Psalm 77. But I want us to read one verse by way of introduction. This is our text. And then we'll pray. We'll ask the Lord to help you. And I'll give you three statements about this word trust tonight. And I hope it'll be a help to you tonight. Verse 14. Thou art the God that doest what? Wonders. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Father, I pray that you would teach us. I pray that you would help us tonight. Father, I do pray once again, if there are individuals here tonight without Christ, they've never been born again, they've never been washed in the blood of Christ, I pray that tonight they would be saved. I pray for believers tonight. I pray for us as Americans tonight that may look around the landscape of our nation and may be a little disheartened about how things are going, about how wickedness is accepted on every level, about how God and Christ and God's Word are being mocked and scorned at every level. Father, I pray now's no time to be disheartened. Now's no time to be in despair. Now is no time to be discouraged. Right now, just like any other time, like no time ever before, is the time that we need to trust you. And I pray that Asaph would teach us some truths tonight about trust. Father, we put it on our money. In God we trust. In you we trust. But I wonder if many times we really do. And I pray that as your people tonight, we would be reminded and we would be recommitted, if that would be necessary, to trust you like we never have before. Help us and teach us tonight, Lord. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Number one tonight, I want us to see this. We can trust Him in times of trouble. Number one tonight, as we think about in God we trust, we can trust Him in times of trouble. Would you look at verse number 1? The Bible says, to the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of Asaph. And notice what it says here. He says, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and He gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. Now normally when we remember God, and by the way we've mentioned this recently, normally when we remember God, it doesn't necessarily trouble us unless we're away from Him. Unless we're not right with Him. And then when we're not right with Him, if we remember Him, that ought to trouble us. But Asaph says, I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Stop. Think about that for a moment. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I can't sleep. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart and my spirit made diligent search. Notice what he asked. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will He be favorable no more? Is His mercy clean gone forever? Doth His promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath He in anger shut up His tender mercies? Selah. So number one tonight, we can trust Him in times of trouble. Again, I don't know necessarily specifically what Asaph's trouble was at this very moment, but something had brought the great musician, the man who had put many psalms to music, had brought him to a low point in his life. Maybe he wasn't right with God. Maybe he's away from God. Maybe he's in some sin. But the Bible says at this time, he can't sleep. The Bible says he remembers God and it troubles him, which to me is an indication something's going on in his spiritual life. But we can trust God in times of trouble. Do you have trouble tonight? Maybe you don't. Maybe things are going well. But every single one of us in here tonight, there are times, whether it's physical trouble, whether it's financial, whether it's spiritual, whether it's emotional, there are times. Whether right now we look and we say, oh my goodness, we have national trouble. You may be in here tonight and you say, well, I don't see it that way. Look, when our nation accepts what God calls an abomination, our nation is in trouble. And God help us. And so we may look around and we say, boy, trouble on every side. By the way, that's what the Apostle Paul said. Trouble on every side. But right now is not the time to fold up the tent and go home and just hold on until Jesus comes back. Right now is the time to say, hey, we got to move forward. Right now is the time to say, hey, we've got to do more. We've got to do Bible school. We've got to do teen war. We've got to keep preaching. We've got to keep doing Master Club on Wednesday night. We have to keep doing soul winning on Thursday and Saturday. We have to keep going after people because, look, time is probably short. The Lord's probably coming back soon. Listen, we can trust Him in times of trouble. I watched a little video this morning. It just happened to come across my feed. And this actually happened about 3 weeks ago, but I watched a little video. And this guy wouldn't necessarily agree with everything he preaches, but it was a video of a pastor in Canada being arrested just for having church. That's Canada. It's our northern border. You know it. You're no dummies. I'm not telling you. That's Canada. And by the way, that happened in our nation last year in California. You might say, well, they weren't obeying and they were supposed to stay home. The Bible says we ought to obey God rather than men. The Bible says we ought to do what God tells us to do instead of men. And no matter the circumstance, and no matter the trial, and again, we don't exactly know everything that Asaph is going through at this time, but he gets to the point in verse number 8, he said, look, is His mercy clean gone forever? Doth His promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? By the way, no, of course not. But that's what trouble Asaph was in. And I love the fact that after verses 1 through 9, verse 10 through the rest of the chapter shows us that Asaph was still trusting God. So number one tonight, we can trust Him in times of trouble. You having financial trouble tonight? You can trust Him. By the way, let me say this, you can trust His Word. And if your financial trouble is because you're not listening to the Word, then let's get back to the Word. If my financial trouble is because I'm not managing my money and stewarding my money the way that God has taught me, if I'm not giving the way I'm supposed to be giving, then let me go back to the Word of God. There's where the answer is. We can trust Him in times of trouble. Number two tonight, we can trust Him because of His wondrous works. And that's our verse this week, verse number 14. We can trust Him in times of trouble, but we can trust Him because of His wondrous works. Look at verse number 11, or excuse me, verse 10. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Look, this is what I'm going through right now, Asaph said. This is my infirmity. And apparently, according to, let's see, verse number 1, he says, my sore ran in the night. And then verse number 10, he says, this is my infirmity. So it tends to lead me to think that he's having some kind of physical illness in Psalm 77. He said, this is my infirmity. This is what I'm having to deal with at this moment in my life. But he says, verse 10, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. You know what he's saying there? He's saying, I'm going to remember all those times when God took His right hand and He blessed me and He blessed me and He blessed me. I cannot forget that. I cannot just throw that aside. Just because I'm going through something right now and just because I have some kind of infirmity right now, that doesn't mean I forget all of the blessings that God has done for me in the past. Notice verse number 11. I will remember the what? Works. The works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old. I will meditate also of all Thy work and talk of Thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Notice this. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared Thy strength among the people. Thou hast with Thine arm redeemed Thy people. We talked about redemption this morning in Romans 6. Redemption means to buy back. It means to purchase. And when we think about spiritual matters and salvation, redemption means to buy, purchase, redeem out of the slave market of sin. And he says here in verse 15, Thou hast with Thine arm redeemed Thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. So number one tonight, we can trust Him in times of trouble, but we can trust Him in times of trouble because of number two. We can trust Him because of His wondrous works. Think about this tonight. I can trust Him because of the works that I see in creation. You look around. My goodness, isn't His creation absolutely beautiful? That's God. That's the Creator of this universe. And I can look around and say, okay, if God can do all of that, then God can help me with whatever I'm going through right now. Creation. What about this? What about the wondrous works, and as we think about the 4th of July and Independence Day, what about the wondrous works He's done in our country? What God hath wrought in this place. I can trust Him because of His wondrous works. We are a blessed nation, at least we have been in the past, not because of who we are, not because God said, oh, those are some good people. No. He has blessed us because of our obedience to Him and obedience to His Word. Because of how we began as a nation and how we continued as a nation for many years, we can think about His wondrous works. By the way, you can think about His wondrous works in your own life as a Christian tonight, can't you? The fact that you're a Christian shows His wondrous works, doesn't it? This week in our Bible lessons, we talked about the wonders of the Lord Jesus Christ. We talked about His wonderful gift. We spoke about His wonderful power. The Bible says the wind ceased and the waves were calmed. We talked about His wonderful miracles. He fed 5,000 men with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. That's the power of God. Thursday, we talked about His wonderful sacrifice. And there on the cross of Calvary, Isaiah 1:18, the Bible says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be what? White as snow. And the cross of Calvary takes our sin and washes away, more specifically, the blood that was shed on that cross. And it washes away our sins. That's why Christ came. His wonderful sacrifice. And then Friday we talked about His wonderful resurrection. We talked about the resurrection or the raising again of Lazarus. Look, I can trust Him tonight because of His wondrous works. Notice again verse number 13. Who is so great a God as our God? What's the answer to that? There is no God. We know that tonight. We can serve a lot of different gods. We can serve a lot of different things. We can serve hobbies and we can serve activities and we can serve people and we can worship other things than Jehovah God. But here's the truth. Doesn't matter. He's still preeminent. He's still all-powerful. Deuteronomy chapter 4, we just saw this recently just a couple of weeks ago in verses 7 and 8. And Moses is speaking to the nation of Israel and talking about what God has been to their nation, to Israel. And he says in verse number 7 of Deuteronomy 4, for what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for? Now, by the way, tonight, I know America is not Israel, okay? We're not Israel. But America could say the same thing. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for? Verse 8, and what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? In verse 9, He says, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Look, I can trust Him in troubled times, in times of trouble. I can trust Him in times of trouble because of His wondrous works. And dear friend, tonight, when He saved you, if you're saved tonight, that's probably the most wonderful work that has ever been done in your life. I say probably, not probably, it is. When Jesus Christ took me as a young boy, and when I cried out for salvation and very simply just prayed as best a young, a nine-year-old could and asked Christ to wash away my sins and forgive my sins and confess my sins to Him, at that very moment He saved me. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not maybe, not if I'm good enough, not, by the way, not if I'm baptized, not if I'm a... I love Maranatha Baptist Church. And I love our church family. And I tell you what, if you're visiting tonight, there is not a church family like our church family. I'm a little bit biased. Not a family like our church family that cares about each other and loves on each other. And on Sunday nights, we're done at 7:15, 7:20, and at 8:30, 9 o'clock, they're still here. To me, that's a sign of a church that loves each other. And I'm a little biased, but I love my church. But here's the truth tonight. I'm not going to heaven because of Maranatha Baptist Church. I'm not going to heaven because of New Union Baptist Church where I grew up in Manchester, Tennessee and got saved as a little boy. I'm not going to go to heaven because of Franklin Road Baptist Church where I went to school as a young man and where the seeds of the Word of God were placed in my heart and the foundation of the Word of God was placed in my heart. I'm thankful for that place. I'm thankful for Dr. Bob Kelly as a little boy who preached and preached and preached and put some things in my life as a young man that are still holding true today. I'm thankful for that, but dear friend, that's not going to get me to heaven. It's the precious blood of Jesus Christ. By the way, my daddy and my mama were good people. Took us to church all the time. Had us under good preaching all the time. And I'm thankful for my mom and dad. But I'm not going to heaven because my daddy was a Christian. And I'm not going to heaven because my mama was a Christian. I knock on doors sometimes and I meet people and I ask them if they know Christ as their Savior. And they say, yeah, my daddy was a Baptist preacher. Well, that's not why you're going to heaven. I'm glad for that. I'm very thankful for that. But that's not why you're going to get to heaven. Any of us, all of us tonight, if we're going to make it to heaven, if we're going to escape the punishments of the lake of fire that the Bible talks about, it's only going to be through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing more, nothing less. So tonight we can trust Him in times of trouble, but we can trust Him because of His wondrous works. The wonders that we see in creation, the wonders that He has done for our nation as a country, the wonders that He has done for us as a Christian. The very moment that He saved us, and then everything He's done since then. The abundant Christian life. The bounty of blessings. He daily does what? He daily loadeth us with benefits. I hope you don't ever get tired of hearing that, because that's what He does. He daily loads us with benefits. Then let me give you number three and we're done tonight. We can trust Him in times of trouble. We've already mentioned this a little bit. Number two, we can trust Him because of His wondrous works. But number three, we can trust Him because of the preeminence of His power. Look at verse number 16, if you would, tonight. He speaks about Jacob and Joseph in verse 15. He talks about how He redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. That's a direct reference to God redeeming the nation of Israel out of Egypt and out of slavery. Notice what He says in verse 16. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee, they were afraid. The depths also were troubled. Anybody want to take a guess what waters are being spoken of in verse 16? The Red Sea. I mentioned this a few couple weeks ago, but the nation of Israel looked at the Red Sea and they were what? They were troubled. Hey, I've got the Egyptians behind me. I have mountains on both sides. And I have the Red Sea in front of me. Where in the world am I going? The Israelites looked at the Red Sea and they were troubled. But the Bible says the Red Sea looked at God and it was troubled. Wow. You see, many times we look at our circumstance and we look at the trouble that lies ahead of us and we're troubled, aren't we? When in all actuality, if we would just trust God, that circumstance looks at God and that circumstance is troubled. That's what He says in verse 16. Because of the preeminence of His power. Why was the water troubled? Why was the Red Sea troubled? Because it knew the power of Almighty God, its Creator. The water saw thee, O God, the water saw thee, they were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water, the sky sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Here's the truth tonight. We're finite. He's infinite. We're finite. He's omnipotent. We're finite. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. The Bible says in verse 19, thy footsteps are not known. We don't know the ways of God, but we need to trust the ways of God. When things come into people's lives, maybe a sickness, and we think, maybe a sickness of a young person, and we think, oh my goodness, why? We ask the question, why? Look, we don't understand the ways of God, but we can trust the ways of God. Why? Because He is preeminent in His power. He's preeminent in His person. He's preeminent in who He is. Verse 20, thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Asaph says in verses 1 through 9, I'm troubled. I'm having trouble. But in verses 10 through 20, he says, but I know God. I know Jehovah. I know the one that redeemed Jacob and Joseph's sons out of Egypt. I know the one that parted the Red Sea. I know the one who's preeminent in His power. And whatever infirmity I'm going through, what I'm going to do during that infirmity in verse number 10 is very simply this. I'm going to remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I'm going to remember what He's done for me in the past, and I'm going to trust Him in the future. In God we trust. Are you trusting Him tonight, dear friend? Are you trusting Him just for everyday life? Let me ask you, dear friend, are you trusting Him? Have you trusted Him for the salvation of your soul? Here's the truth tonight. Every single one of us are going to spend eternity either in one of two places. We're going to spend eternity either in the glories of heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ for all of eternity. or we're going to spend all of eternity in the torments of what the Bible calls the lake of fire. But here's the truth tonight. You don't have to go there. See, anybody that goes there because they have rejected, they have disregarded, they have rebelled against the free gift of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Let me ask you now, why did Jesus come? Just so we could have a day off on December the 25th? No, friend. Because He didn't stay a baby. He grew up. He lived to be 33 plus years. He ministered. And He went to the cross of Calvary. Freely, by the way. And laid His arms and His body down freely. And they put the spikes in His hands and His feet. And they put the spear in His side. His blood was shed. And He did every bit of that. For, as we saw this morning in Romans 5:8, for who? Us. For us. Put your name in there tonight. For you. He died for me. He died for my wife. He died for my three children. He died for everybody in this room tonight. By the way, He died for everybody who's not in this room tonight. He died for them. And dear friend, tonight you can trust Him. Because He's trustworthy. How can I trust Him? Why can I trust Him? Because He's preeminent in His power. There is no other God. There is no other God. We can serve other gods and we can talk about other gods, but all those other gods are in the grave. He's the only one that... One of the kids this week asked me, they said, is His tomb still there? I said, absolutely. They know where it's at and it's empty. It's empty. Nobody's using it. It's empty. He died, shed His blood. He actually died. They put Him in the grave 3 days later. Victoriously arose. And the Bible said He had victory over sin, death, and the grave. And dear friend, because of that, we can have confidence and assurance that we know that our sin's forgiven, that we know that we're headed to heaven, that we know we're a child of God. The Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's not a rote prayer that we pray to be saved. I listened to three young boys this week, a fifth grader and 2 sixth graders. I listened to them pray what we would call the sinner's prayer. They were all different. But it all came from their heart. It all came from their heart. One had tears, the other two didn't. But they were all three genuine from their heart. All three of them, two of the boys, the last day they prayed, they were confessing. They were confessing sin. I'm thinking, well, you don't have to confess all that to me, but they weren't confessing it to me. They were confessing it to God. And they just very simply said, God, save me. Well, there's no rote prayer that we pray to be saved. By the way, belief begins in our heart and then confession is made with our mouths, Romans 9 says. There's no specific prayer. It's when I know in my heart that I'm a sinner and I know I need someone besides myself and I realize, you know who that is? That's Jesus Christ. And I cry out to Him for salvation. Let me ask you, have you done that tonight? Have you done that tonight? If you haven't, I beg you to do that tonight. But then if you have done that tonight, let me ask you, are you trusting Him? You know what would help many of us tonight as believers? And I'm done tonight. And I'm going to give one political statement, I'll be done. You know what would help a lot of us tonight as believers? If we would turn Fox News off. What I mean by that is, I'm not saying they're wrong. What I'm saying is, we consume so much of that. And it affects us. We consume so much of that and boy, it just discourages us and disheartens us. And listen, if we would turn that off and consume a little more of this, we would trust God a lot more. Well, man, everything's going bad. Everything's going wrong. Well, it may be, but I've got a God that I can trust. There was a lot of things going wrong in Asaph's life, but he said, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to remember what He did for me in the past and I'm going to trust Him. Will you trust Him tonight, believer? You say, I've already trusted Him for salvation. I know that. That's why you're a believer. But are you trusting Him every day for your daily life? I pray that you are. Father, we thank you for the time you've given us tonight. Father, I thank you that we can trust you. Your way is perfect. Psalm 18:30 tells us your way has been tried and it is trustworthy. And Father, I pray tonight, I pray first of all, if there be someone here tonight that has never trusted in the finished work of Jesus Christ in His shed blood for salvation, I pray that they would do that tonight. And then secondly, I pray for us as believers. It's on our money. We sing about it. But I pray tonight that we would trust you. In God we trust. In you we trust. That's what we say. Father, I pray that you'd help us to live that way. Father, I pray that you'd help us to demonstrate that on a daily basis. Father, we need to trust you for finances, for physical needs, for just daily living. We need to trust your word. Lord, help us, give us the courage, give us the strength. Help us to be yielded to your Spirit and help us to trust you on a daily basis. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you are the God that doest wonders. And because of that, we can trust you. We love you, Lord, and we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.